Okay.
So maybe this is, you know, part of the will from Senior. We got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Listen,
all right, let's call him.
If this voicemail isn't, hey, this is Bill, I'm dead. What?
Hey, it's Bill. It's been a fun ride, but I am 6 feet under.
We'll ask him these questions. We'll have to make sure that we play it off correctly.
He's
we
like, don't yeah, want to sound I'm a big like fan of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show and the Kyle and the Other Guy show.
Who are you? I actually had to reach out to get one half of the Brothers Humphrey's phone number, and my assumption based on meeting Stephen Humphrey is he's going to have to give us a payphone number that he can then wait by at a certain time. Our thanks to Steven. Anybody?
Looking forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
Start off right away thanking once again our good buddy Billy Stacks for sending the cash. I cashed the checks today, actually.
I believe that's the... Was that written in the memo line? Like, new sponsor must be, and that he must be referenced every week?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. From the Billy Stack Studios.
Yeah, Amazon Prime's gotten the boot.
Well, at this point, Bill has given us more than...
No question.
...than Amazon has.
No question. Outside of us literally using money on Amazon, maybe we can convince our new friend Bill and our new sponsor to send us stuff when we buy.
Oh, that'd
so
be nice.
We just send him a quick message saying, hey, Bill, we need this, and we need it in 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we assume then be here.
Yeah, we just need to come up with an Amazon wish list and then tell people to go and find it and send it to us.
Yeah, so we're going to be those sad sacks who beg or mixed with, like, Instagram models who also have that type of stuff everywhere. Because, we definitely need more garbage.
Oh my god, we have so much crap. Just, do you see this box that's down here to my left?
Yeah.
This box was, I don't know if you noticed any differences to the studio since last week, but Cricket Corner is slowly, not even slowly taking over, quickly taking over. Notice how Cricket Corner has a computer now.
Yeah, well, I think the problem with Cricket Corner is that the monitor she had that is 42 inches to her left... wasn't quite enough.
Right.
So yeah, I'm glad you added it looks to be like a 15-inch monitor.
That's a 24.
That's a 24-inch monitor, Steve.
It's a 24. Found it on Marketplace for $40.
I got some gamers right now. So Jesse Douglas is probably in the midst of pushing his glasses up his nose.
Well, technically, the measurement is diagonal.
I mean, what's the frame rate? Does anybody even know? I don't know why Jesse Douglas is now getting the Dan Shike treatment.
Simply because we had talked about him 1 minute before we started recording.
Yeah, we did.
We messaged him back from a message he sent us in August.
We're right on top of things.
We are so on top of things.
And before we start diving into our nonsense here today, I know we've said this, Steve. We must have said this at least 5 to 6 times over the last 2 to 3 years here. I really mean it this time, though.
What's that?
I'm sending messages to people who have messaged us in the past so we can exchange visits on each other's podcast.
Yeah. We have 3 messages out right now.
3.
The burden is on them at this point.
Yeah.
Burden is on them. I emailed, I replied to an email from October 23rd between me and Brian from the Commercial Break podcast.
Yep.
Remember Brian and Chrissy?
Brian and Chrissy, the sexually tense non-couple.
Sure.
From Hollywood.
Yeah, I think they were from Atlanta.
The couple of hotties.
From Hollywood. Well, they do call Atlanta the Hollywood of Georgia.
And they also do call it Hotlanta.
Hotlanta, yeah, that's right.
Do you think, what's more eye-rolly?
Okay.
Hotlanta or Smashville?
Oh, I don't like Smashville.
I don't like
and
either
I know that
of
that's going to make that's going to make our friends in Nashville very sad.
Right.
I don't like Smashville. I despise Nash Vegas.
Oh no.
Don't like that at all.
No.
And you can't like it either. Admit it.
Honestly.
Admit it. If you live there, you don't like it. That's something that I think was invented by bachelorette parties. Where are we going? We're going to Nash Vegas. Woo!
Yeah. Okay. So what that means is you couldn't afford actual Vegas.
Yeah.
You know?
So you decided to have your Nash Bash.
Oh my God. That made me a little bit gaggy just hearing it. And anytime you mention Vegas, I'm so... Listen, it was a beautiful campaign, and they couldn't have been happier with the results.
And one day you're going to get to that Vegas story.
Any day now. Tyler, I think it's Tyler Hunting, was waiting for it.
Been waiting for 4.5 years?
No question he stopped listening 3 years ago. The results of the What Happens in Vegas Stays in Vegas campaign.
Was that originally just a TV campaign?
I think so. But how that transitioned to now any city in the world putting that on their merch is, oh my God. Well, you know what they say? What happens in Albany stays in Albany.
No one's ever said
that's
that.
That's because nobody outside of Albany gives a damn.
Right.
Ridiculous. But I mean it this time, Steve.
Look, just be prepared for your ears to be inundated with plugs for us talking about other podcasts that we're going to be on.
Because
I think our friends Frank and Eric, I think they've hung it up. I don't think they
again.
I don't think they survived the pandemic.
That's their second retirement.
Oh boy, disappointing.
That was because was it the Frank and Eric show years ago that they did?
Yeah, it was the Frank and Eric podcast.
Yep, and then they came.
In case you're not familiar, Frank, a friend of mine from college,
very podcast.
Way back. I've known Frank since fall of 1999. He's the reason that I am in the profession that I'm in. And he had a long-running podcast with a buddy of his, Eric. And they did that. I bet they did that podcast for 10 years. And then they stopped and started, stopped, started. And then they started it up again like last year, maybe the year before. It might have been like late 2019. And I don't think they made it.
Not everybody has the drive of two grizzled vets.
The gumption.
But you replied to a message from October.
Brian had gotten in touch. We had emailed back a couple of times. First email looks like it was from October 5th of 2020. We emailed back and forth a couple times.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple episodes of theirs. He's been listening to ours for a while. Because originally he noticed that we were in a similar spot on some podcast ratings chart.
And so he wants to see who's the actual winner.
Yeah, I think we were both somewhere in like the 280s rank-wise, so he wanted to see if we could bump ourselves into like the 250s.
It should work. I mean, listen, we could be talking mid-200s before you know it. I replied to him. Oh, and by the way, the reason it didn't happen with Brian and Chrissy after we had spoke about it was obviously that's when everything
boo-boo
started going haywire with my heart and my ticker.
Yeah, you got your little boo-boo.
My little owie.
Had to get a Band-Aid.
That's right. The old heart Band-Aid.
And doctor, what does he need?
I need a Band-Aid.
Nurse. Go find the box of them in the first aid kit.
Yeah, give them a make sure you give them one with the the Rescue Rangers on it.
Ah, oh, Chippendale.
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 That also
Rescue Ranger
is around the time that it ended our conversations with Meter, who is one half of the We Need to Talk podcast, who reached out to us a long time ago.
Meter actually
on there, and he joined us on our live stream.
Yeah, it's a funny story. Meter, we did not know him at all. He had reached out and wanted to have us on his podcast, and we had kind of a tentative date, but I don't think that
it was never like finalized.
From what I remember, we had never finalized it. From what he remembers, I think we had finalized it.
According to him, it was locked and loaded.
And then, so we were no shows. We did not show up.
I kind of want to listen to that episode and just see if they filibustered for 2 hours. I feel bad in hindsight. Yeah, but
I know. And we then, like, maybe a week later, we got a very terse response from him saying, like, did I do something to piss you guys off? And we were like, whoa, uh-oh. Because I think it was a Facebook message, and I mean, if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, the one thing you can 100% say is that we are terrible at following up. We are terrible at replying. You may tweet something at us.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, you'll get a little heart icon.
Yep.
Hey, yeah. Steve and Kyle liked it. We're just not good at that.
No. And, you know, when you don't have it set up on your phone, you know, as evidenced here, Steve, you replied to Brian and Chrissy from October. Mm-hmm. I replied to Jesse Douglas from August. and
Meter from what, November?
And Meter would be from November. It was, yeah. I did give Meter a heads up saying, hey, we're going to be off for a little bit.
Yeah, I had done the same with Brian and Chrissy.
Yeah, but now we're ready to get back into the swing of things.
Dive back into the pool.
So hopefully as early as next week, we will be making a guest appearance on somebody else's podcast, which then we'll either send the link out for that or we'll see if we can grab that audio as well and dump that in the feed for anybody who hasn't tuned in. But the point of this is going to be to... You know, not that the world needs more podcasts. It's the last thing it needs is, you know, hey,
we got
to
make friends.
People were good to us. Give them a listen if you have time. I know it's worked with Pop Culture Leftovers. A couple of our listeners have transitioned over.
They had a...
I don't think that's worked both ways, but...
Never really got the invite to be on there.
Let me check the messages for that.
Oh, yeah. Refresh. I'm sure that Brian is typing out that response right now.
Still
nothing, huh?
Still no message.
Weird.
I have his phone number. I'll just text him and he'll get back to me in 6 months.
Oh, yeah, we should.
So wait. Brian is to us what we are to all the other people that we've ignored for months.
No.
This sucks.
It's really sad. We got to be better at getting back to people.
I'm really sorry. This sucks.
That realization really hit us hard.
Wow. You don't think about that when the shoe is literally on the other foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, if you host...
Deepest apologies.
If you host a podcast or if you know of one that you listen to, you like, that thinks, hey, these guys would get along, send them our way. We'd love to do where we'll do a little hit on their show. Mm-hmm. They can come on ours and we can yell at them and we'll make this happen because.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely go on theirs.
I think today that's true. You know what? Let them know. We'll come on their show. To be determined. Months down the road. If ever. Stay tuned. Every now and again, we get this foresight and we get the juices flowing.
Oh, man.
And today is one of those days.
We were about to start recording. Like, we were sitting here at the table.
My headphones were on.
We were already doing a 3, 2.
Yep.
And I said, nope. Stand up. Walk into this room with me. We walked into what will be eventually APS 4.0 / the Billy Stacks Memorial Studio.
Yep, coming 2020 never.
I don't know why Memorial. He's not.
Well, he is a junior. We can assume the senior is, you know, either.
Is he a junior?
Yeah, it was Billy Stacks Jr.
Was it?
And so we can assume the senior is, probably out the door.
And eventually, he's going to be dead too.
Yeah.
So Memorial Studio.
You're welcome in advance. The rare memorial you can see while you're still alive. For Billy Stacks.
Well, everybody always wants to know how people are going to talk about them after they're dead.
Right. What is that? The famous scene was it? Is it Huck Finn? Or he watches his own funeral, something like that?
Sure.
Yeah. That's, I would love to know what people would say because one of my, and granted, this is the pessimist and this is the cynicism in me. I cannot stand those news articles about somebody who dies in an untimely accident, whatever it may be, and it because it's right off of a form.
Mm-hmm.
It's their smile could have was
would lit up
light
the room.
Up the room, and there was just they were always happy. No,
when they walked in the room, everybody knew it because they were just the funniest.
Oh, I want mine to be legitimate. If I die untimely,
can I give yours? Can I write
please?
You a eulogy?
I want you to give a proper quote to the news article, assuming this is untimely and in some newsworthy fashion. Where you're like. Yeah, he was kind of a shithead. And see if they run it. And I'll leave it, and I'm going to leave specific instructions that the only person they can talk to upon my untimely demise is you.
It's me.
So
okay.
That's the only quote.
Not your wife?
Nope.
Not your son?
Nope. I want
or any possible future children?
The family?
Not your mother, your father, your brother? No.
The family requests privacy at this time. Friend of the deceased, Steve, said he was a real S-head. End quote. See what they can see.
No services planned at this time.
Yeah. And then parentheses, none in the future either. But I've always wanted the real one, the realistic one. That's why I always appreciate those obituaries of jaded children and grandchildren who leave the obit. But that
old Frank hated the Tigers because they couldn't win a game.
Yeah. And he went to his grave knowing those SOBs still wouldn't get her done.
He told them to bury him face down so the whole world could kiss his ass. Do you think anyone's ever actually, like, would any funeral home that is prideful of what they do fulfill that request?
Boy. Can you put that in, like...
I think so. God, you see those... I mean, you see those news stories every now and then where, like, the guy that died is propped up on his motorcycle in the corner or something.
Terrible, by the way. You're dumb.
Oh, so bad.
Now, here's the real question. Do they do the turning after the visitation? Or is everybody visiting and in the funeral with Frank's butt facing him?
Do you think they got him on, like, a rotisserie spit?
And if that's...
So they put that right through the middle of the coffin and be like, all right, well, the viewing's over.
With just a couple of bungee cords around him so he doesn't fall out.
And just rolls him over like he's a hot dog on a roller.
When you go visit, you know, normally the casket has two halves.
Yeah.
And it would be the top half open. But in this case, he is turned upside down, face down, and the butt portion is open.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, nephews and grandchildren, whoever, are leaving, like, memorabilia with Frank's butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so is that how you want to... Because, I mean, we can make... Do you have a will made up yet?
No, I think... Okay. We're getting way sidetracked, so do not forget. We need to get back to two things. You were talking about Cricket Corner and this and the big box next to you.
No idea where I was going with that, so let's just forget that. That's okay. In the past.
Well, you had a large box next to you. That's all you said. A box of stuff.
Yeah, I don't really remember how that related to anything.
One off the list. And two, we need
how
to get...
How the hell did we get from a new computer in Cricket Corner to... being buried upside down so the whole world can kiss your ass.
With an interjection about obituaries. But what we need to get back to before we wrap this up is the our foresight, the creative juices flowing, which is what we were talking about before we started recording. But we've talked about this before. I think it's just a different... way that it hits you when you're in your 30s and when you have
Toby up there. Toby, yeah, Toby's peeking in the window.
When you have children. But have you thought about a will?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. Actually, on my desktop right now is a worksheet from the attorney that we talked to like 2 weeks ago about getting our will.
Okay.
Our estate planning, as they call it, which makes me feel fancy saying that.
Well, we've talked about your abode here. And we talked about the sitting guard that you have to pass by whenever you come into the Zach.
Yeah.
And
look,
manner.
I mean, you're here enough. If there's anything you want me, you know, take those post-it notes, put a little K on it, and just stick it to the back of it. So if I croak.
Yeah. It's just mine now.
Yeah.
I just come in here the day after. Annette's here. Annette's weeping with family. And I just walk into the basement. I come out with a mixer, a microphone, and a shattered glass photo of Paul Jr. and Sr.
Yeah, you go upstairs and pull our TV off the wall and be like, hey, Steve said I could have it.
You didn't look around the back? Post-it note. Kyle's.
See ya.
Best of luck. Let me know when you're ready to get back dating. I got a guy.
Appreciate that.
You know, you don't want her to be sad.
No.
Unhappy and all that stuff. So.
No. So, we a fire was lit today.
Yep. It was, and like you said, it was directly before recording.
And then I said, no, we got to walk in the other room because I need to finalize the layout for APS 4.0/ the Billy Stacks Memorial Studio.
Which has been bandied about for a long time, the design choice and the layout.
Yeah.
That
and
we've
even
talked about
last summer, I got real motivated, went out and bought a bunch of 2x4s, framed in the two walls that needed to be framed in.
Yeah.
Bought all of the electrical stuff And then nothing.
Yeah.
Whole lot of nothing happened.
You took that trip to about 45 minutes away and got all that metal.
Oh, yeah.
And then came home and within a week.
Well, first of all, I spent like 3 hours one day power washing all of it. Got it nice and clean looking. It looked like it was going to be perfect. And then I said, nah, got rid of it. I sold it all. Made $60 off that wood. Sure, it was like 2 hours round trip and sure. hours, not to mention all the water I used.
Yep.
But yeah, so we have a finalized layout.
Yeah.
I now know how
we want it to look. Yeah.
I now know where the electrical has to go. So APS 4.0, it's coming because my plan was during the winter, I'm going to work on the Comanche as much as I can out in the garage, but it is so cold. I've had no desire to go out there for the last 3 weeks, even with I have a kerosene heater out there. It still only gets it up to 35 degrees. That's not comfortable at all to work on.
No.
So I need some inside projects.
Yeah.
And that's happening.
Be the one.
So we talked last week about how we're going to have, like a brick wall so you can buy a brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We need to get that up and running because that is going to fund the studio.
Yeah. And so we need to figure out a price point that people would be comfortable with.
$40.
So a price point to be determined.
What do you think? $5? I think that's
too low.
Would $5
cover the sheet? How many of those would we have to sell to cover
our cost of the sheets?
Of the actual brick thing that we need. Because again, these are fake bricks. We're not bricklayers. We're not masons.
No.
So we're gonna
Looks like $28.
For one
8x4 sheet.
Okay. Is twenty an appropriate dollar amount? How many are gonna be on this sheet? You know what I mean?
Hundreds, right? It's an 8x4 sheet.
How about $10 and people can buy multiples?
I think 15.
Should we do it like Super Bowl squares where we upload a picture and like people can just X out? Like, hey, I want this one.
That'd be good.
So that way, but you don't know if it'll be upside down. You don't know how we're going to lay it out.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we want.
Or do we do it like, you know, baseball games nowadays? If you want to go see when the Yankees come to town,
yeah,
you pay the premium rate.
Yeah.
So if you want the one that if we ever introduce cameras, you know, your stupid signatures right behind our faces.
Yeah. By the way, that is something that is being discussed. It's hopefully in the works.
It's part of the juices. It's part of the creative juices that are flowing. We APS 4.0.
We're going to have to hire a producer, like a technical producer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If we ended up introducing video, that's a ton of work in terms of cutting whatever together that you'd need to every week.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't interesting at all to me.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Considering the views on our YouTube channel, I see them every week.
Well, yeah, we don't talk about it at all. It's literally a backup for us. If all of our audio goes kaput and we can't access it for whatever reason, we do have a YouTube channel.
I think if it was actual video, though, actual video of the podcast.
No question. People
would do all right.
People would watch it if there was video of us doing it. It's just the undertaking to make that happen. That's a lot to do for the cost of free. where we just incur costs in nothing but work and time.
So that's why we started up the brick fundraiser.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like Patreon, but we don't go through Patreon because we don't want them to get a cut of it.
Yeah, and also I don't want to be ashamed by how many people sign up for a Patreon.
Well, considering we talked about it last week and there has been zero sent in.
Yeah,
I think we know where we stand.
We'll get to the polls later today. It was an overwhelming yes. Would you buy a brick on the brick wall in APS 4.0?
Okay, I think we need to start a newsletter.
Okay, an email blast.
Yeah, so we can really make people feel bad.
Yeah, where, you know, maybe we go throw on our rag clothes, just filthy.
Done.
And stand in front of the empty wall that's in the APS and just shivering, talk about how we don't have any money.
For just $2 a day.
Yeah.
The cost of a cup of coffee.
Can we use that Sarah McLachlan song that they use for the dog commercials?
I don't think we can use copyrighted music, but we can find somebody to do a cover of it.
Hey.
Can you do that? Is it that easy?
Yeah, we'll just call it satire. And I think it's how you get away with anything, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, as a peek behind or a look ahead, would you contribute to have your name on a fake brick on a wall in APS 4.0? 71.5% of the audience, Steve, said yes.
Out of how many votes?
Do that. Not many. Not many.
Like eight?
Not many.
Nine.
And I believe the sentiment was, I voted yes, but it really meant maybe.
Okay.
So of that 71%, right. Let's call it half of that.
Okay. Maybe instead of like brick-sized bricks.
Yeah.
We just need like four bricks.
Okay. Yeah, because it's going to be embarrassing. Is if at the top of this wall, there's two names. One of them is like Annette.
Your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, thanks. And we still have, and then we're still in the red because we've already purchased the sheet for the brick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would argue it's pretty likely.
That's it. Well, that's likely. When we just start filling in fake names.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah, we're not going to let that shame sit. And we'll eat the cost like we're known to do. And we'll go further.
This is another we haven't done before.
Yeah, if you think the shame is eating of the cost, you are totally wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We will bite that bullet.
Uh-huh. And then if it gets really bad, we're just going to staple the billboard artwork that we have sitting in a box over top of the brick.
We still need to do something with the billboard as that is our seminal moment. But for anybody who has been wondering, yes, APS 4.0 is in planning stages in terms of what we want.
I think I want to go buy some insulation.
Listen, I'm still waiting. I think any day now I'm going to be getting an email back from the company that I emailed a while ago for a quote.
Mm-hmm.
It was the
Soundproof Cow.
I sent them an email in, I'd guess, last June.
I think it was earlier. I think it was spring.
And I think, you know, we're just waiting. Listen, there's a lot of dimensions. It's a square room or a nearly square room. A lot of dimensions that need to be gone over.
I mean, you got your 10 feet. You got your 9 feet.
But then, you know, what about the other ones.
So something I wanted to get to, I think it was last week, that a message was sent once again to the phone number of Sex Ed.
Oh, the as we last knew it, the former phone number. So now this is news to me.
Right.
So this is ongoing from what? 3 weeks now?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've been efforting trying to get some contact with Ray, the infamous Ray from Ray Connections.
Yeah.
So I reached out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
Sent a message to the former owner, apparently, of his phone number. Said, is this Sex Ed, who is Ray's brother, who Ray gave the phone to when he moved to Budapest?
Yep.
All actual things that have happened.
A logical move. Happens all the time.
Said, hey, is this Ed? Got a reply back. No.
It was a one-word answer.
Yeah.
And you moved on.
So then last week, had the thought, well, maybe when Ray got back from Budapest, Sex Ed gave the phone back. And maybe I was actually texting Ray.
Because, listen, if I came back, I mean, granted, it's an old number, and it doesn't really matter, but hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Sex Ed, you got my phone?
Yeah.
You mind if I get that back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Live from the Steve and Kyle Podcast Broadcast Headquarters.
This is big.
The reply back, nothing. Never replied. Oh, you know, actually, I sent that 2 weeks ago, and then I said, hey, sorry to bother you. Does this happen to be Ray's phone? That was sent on February 6th. And then last week, while we were sitting here, after not getting a reply, I said, so, no?
Yeah. Still nothing to that either.
No.
Should I shoot him a message?
You should call him. No. No, we
shouldn't. No, we
shouldn't. No, we shouldn't.
Would you recognize, after this many years...
Recognize Ray's voice?
Would you recognize Ray's voice if you heard it, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ray sounds like a real idiot.
I don't know why you'd think that. I just recognize his voice.
it's Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay. All right. So what you really wanted to ask me was, does Ray sound like Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah. So he does.
Hey! Who's this?
Wow. I can't believe he does. What an idiot. I can see why you're not friends anymore.
Okay.
I mean, you don't stay friends with a person that sounds like that.
No.
No, I mean,
definitely not. So,
I appreciate the update. And
yeah, so I'm going to keep you posted.
I don't know why I thought that was the one. I think it was because I had no idea it was coming. So it really caught me. Like, yeah. Oh no, he wouldn't be doing this.
Wouldn't be bringing it up if there was no reason.
Obviously, there's a massive thing to talk about here.
Yeah,
and him and Ray are going to meet for lunch this week or something.
No, unfortunately, no update yet, but you will be the first to know. I promise you that. Hey, do you remember months ago when I was I announced to you that I was starting my budding voiceover career?
Oh, boy, do I. You know, Steve, it's funny. I'd honestly forgotten about that because normally that's something that we would talk about every single week until... But so I'm assuming you haven't booked any gigs.
No, because
recently. Okay.
I think that we had recorded. You would help me do my, you know,
yeah,
put together
casino
my
now.
Put together my reel.
No cash casino.
Yes, no cash casino.
No,
cash casino.
No cash casino. Whatever it was. Yeah. Oh my gosh. How have we not been recording
well, there was,
audio weekly for
there
you?
There was that one, and then there was also the one about, like, the video game that I was the voice
yes,
of.
Yes, that's right. And it was like,
I wanted to be the voice of.
And, like, if I remember right, I voiced Danny DeVito, but they called him Danny DeVita or Vadita.
It was like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was
Danny DeVita.
Well, that was the... Because remember, there were notes like, this is what we picture him to look like.
Yeah.
So try and talk like him. Yeah. And I had breezed right past that. Yep. Didn't see it at all.
Voice expert Steve was on his way to formulating his own character.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't tell a famous actor who you want them to sound like.
Exactly. No, you're getting what you get.
What would I tell? What have I told you?
Oh, no. So this is something... Are you still checking this and still...
No, I get emails on a regular basis.
Okay, from companies or whoever saying, hey...
It's a website that people that have a job post it on, and then if it fits my profile, I get a notification.
Okay.
What have I told you?
Oh, boy. Did you book a gig?
That I had the opportunity...
You booked a gig.
...to voice Gerald... That's it. That's what the script is called.
Okay. So
Gerald.
So you don't have the job yet.
No, no, no.
Okay, good.
But I'm thinking...
I feel like we would have gotten the breaking news sounder
anyway. No, no. Okay. Come on. Look, that is not used willy-nilly. I'm thinking, maybe you could help me, because they sent a script.
Okay.
Would you like to help me book this gig?
You already know I'm in. Okay, now do I have options? Who can I be?
Well, I'm going to be Gerald, obviously, because I'm the star.
Well, you're applying. Yeah, yeah. And I don't want a starring role. I don't have the pipes for it. All I want is, like, a backup role. Like, I want to be that guy in a rap song who's, you know, from 10 feet.
You're a hype man.
Uh-huh!
Well,
so who?
Good news for you.
Okay.
Because you are playing the part of Royal.
Is Royal the name? You know what? Don't care.
I'm sending you the script now.
Perfect. I was just going
to ask. I'm texting it to you.
Okay.
Do not open it yet.
Nope. You got it. Okay. So
it has been sent.
So I've got a couple options I can go with, and I'm already don't care what you do.
Okay.
Royal. It could either be, hey, this is a royal person, you know, for
like
royalty.
Like a queen or a king.
Yeah. Or their name is Royal, which I don't really want to do. That's not as fun. So I think I'm going to take this. Into the land of I'm royalty.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Okay, I have a text
now
from
this
you.
Is just a little background.
Yeah.
This is scene 9.
Okay. Okay. Is this for a video game? Is it for a movie? A TV show? A animated comic strip on the internet? What is this for?
Details are sparse.
Okay, which is good. You're not a detail man. So
can you give me an example of what Royal is going to sound like? Maybe say the line, "Let's go to St. Louis this weekend," in the voice of Royal.
I want you to be prepared because when Royal hits you with the line, I don't want you to be taken aback.
Right. Now, I don't want you, when you look at the script, yeah, I want you to stay the course.
Yep.
I do not want this voice. I do not want you to change.
So if you submit this.
Yeah, which I am.
And it's not royalty. Do you think that will hinder your chances at getting the job?
I think it'll just put the spotlight on me even more.
Okay, good. That's great. That's what we're looking to do. Enhance the talent.
Wouldn't it be a bummer if I got an email back saying like, "Hey, we didn't really like yours, but that Royal.
Who's that other guy? You got his contact info? And what's his rate? You could pay for that brick wall, maybe." Go home in my $23 USB microphone and start cutting audio.
It's like the equivalent of if you see somebody that you find attractive on a dating app, yeah, but you're not sure if it's them or their friend.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy, that's weird.
Are you the blonde or the brunette?
Hey, is your hair always insert color here? Or is it, you know, or do you switch it often?
All right, so. Okay. Okay, so we're going to St. Louis this weekend is your line in the voice of Royal.
Royal
in 3, 2, 1.
Let's go to St. Louis this weekend.
I love it.
See.
Okay.
But that was a good take. I like that
one. So, are you ready to look at the script?
Yeah.
Now, scene number nine.
How many lines are we talking?
You have one. You have three lines.
Okay,
I have four lines.
I'm a five-line tops, so this is right in my wheelhouse.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to play the part of narrator.
Of course.
So,
can you switch up your voice a little bit so I don't get confused?
Yeah, no. Look. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Can I open it now?
Professional. Hold on one second.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to be reading everything in bold as the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Royal is in red.
Okay.
Gerald, my character, is green.
Boy, I gotta tell you, it's early, but your character sounds like a real dweeb.
Oh, just wait.
Royal. Like, I'm royal. Ooh, I'm Gerald. Like, a loser. Do I bully you? I'm sorry.
You know,
I haven't even read the script
yet. I want this to be as off the cuff as possible.
Yeah.
So, okay, me as narrator.
Clear the pipes, do what you have to do.
Scene 9. Welcome to the dope game. Truck pulls up in Chamberlain Hills. Not needed.
There's a truck pulling up. I'm setting the scene, you know. You know what? I've stepped all over it, and I'm sorry. Can we cut this up, or do you want to start from the top?
We're going to start from the top.
Okay, I'll stay off.
Okay. Do you have the script open?
Do you want me to open it?
Okay. Your line starts after I say apartment.
Okay. So I'll be ready to open it.
Okay. Maybe open it up, but then turn the phone away.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Scene 9. Welcome to the dope game. Truck pulls up in Chamberlain Hills. They get out and walk towards the apartment.
You a blood?
The chief, what's poppin'? You bang?
Nah, with all that gang shit.
I respect it. You a free man, G. Long as you show respect when you walk through, it's all good. You got my respect, and they got yours.
Already.
Screen fades to a black and goes into the apartment. So this here is that chill spot. Don't hesitate to slide through every now and then.
I'll mainly be here if it's on business. I don't really like to talk and kick it. You know how that go.
And scene.
I don't know what you were doing, but I felt in it. I felt in it.
Did we book it? Did we just book a gig?
I was... Listen, if I didn't do what they wanted, I feel like I did enough to change their mind as to what they need. So as it turns out, Royal is probably the name of a person, not royalty from a cartoon show.
Not, probably not. No. No.
Well, I think at minimum, they'll be able to differentiate who read Gerald and who read Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to submit that.
Yeah, I'll cut that up. I hope you got some timestamps.
Yeah.
Make sure, you know, when you... Maybe send it to Shike. Maybe he can twist a few knobbies and make it sound a little more professional.
Yeah, maybe add some treble.
Yeah, and maybe he can, you know, I don't know if he has access to free sounds on the internet where he can then, you know, insert the wheel squeaking of the truck. Yeah,
Shike, if you could do that, if you could turn that into something and send it back to us, we'll play it next week. I mean, I know that you're busy adding mid-range to the tweeters.
Yeah. Hang on, what's that? Let me go plug in a subwoofer. Thanks for the $1,000, band. You know?
I would love to see him turn that into...
Yeah, like, if you
fully produce it.
Again, I want, you know, the footsteps on the pavement, the truck wheels the truck squeaking, the doors closing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you're going to audio visualize the screen fading to black. Maybe you just use the voice there. Yeah, if you could have that COB next week by Friday, that'd be great. And maybe take some time away from the local garage band who's banging on pots and pans that you're trying to make sound, you know, better than trained monkeys.
So basically... We got some money coming in.
Listen, the more gigs you book, the better it is for APS 4.0, Steve. And I am, okay, man, I got to tell you, I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. TBD on how they interpret mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think it's anything I did that was wrong. I think it's a matter of what they interpret the character as, Steve.
Whatever you want to say.
You'll be saying that when I get the voicemail.
Is it now time?
It's time. We teased it, and we can't let the people down like we have so often. We talked again, and we've totally forgotten Trevor. We have every intention of playing the night before Christmas in February. It just may be March.
Yeah, it's going to be March at this point. To it,
which is perfect. You know, you're talking about a solstice coming in March, so this is kind of... close to the night before Christmas.
Yeah, it's as close as you can get without being the furthest away.
But we've kept him out in the cold long enough, so let's try to dial up our friend, one half of the brothers, Humphrey, parked outside at the local phone booth on a wooden stool he stole from a local pub, and he's sitting there, chattered teeth.
The return of 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Stephen Humphrey?
That's what they tell me. I just haven't quite figured it out yet.
It's the Stephen Kyle podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I'm switching over laundry, so let me just walk somewhere else where it might be quiet.
Okay, and you're no doubt at the laundromat, right?
Yeah.
No, I have a house, so
So you're not at your neighbor's when they're at church trying to get a quick load in there?
You know, no, but... I would, but church is over, you know.
Sure. You got to have it done before noon.
I mean, it's the Sabbath. You should be there all day.
No. Why would anyone do that?
Steve and I don't know why we've decided to make you this rat scum who only siphons off of everybody else, and it's not fair to you at all.
No.
So my apologies, but that is now the caricature that will live on in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's fine. I don't care. What are they going to do? Nothing.
I don't know when he's going to come fight you, Steven. I mean, I don't think that was in the cards. The least of all the two of us. I mean, you've seen us. You've met us. Either of us look like we could hold our own in a scrap?
But that does fit your character portrayal very well, that you're always looking for a fight.
Yeah.
No. I'm terrified of fighting, too. I don't know.
Really?
Jeremy, maybe. He's kind of crazy. I wouldn't mess with that dude.
Okay. I see you, though, Steven. What was the last time you were in a fight? Drunken, bar, non-alcohol? Maybe it was a sibling fisticuffs. When was the last time you were in an actual fight?
I've never been in a fight. I got jumped a couple times, but I've never been in a fight.
Really? Where do you get jumped? Because, Jeremy, I have a vague recollection of the area you live in.
This is Steven.
Steve, I have a vague recollection of the area you live in, and it doesn't seem like jumping territory to me.
Oh, man, I moved out to the dump like 4 or 5 years ago. So,
like the actual dump or just a town you consider a dump?
Well, you got to think about it. Where we live is like the dump of West Michigan, right?
Right. I mean, there is one nearby.
Yeah, like right across the highway from us.
Yeah, so you don't mean the actual dump. Like you sneak in after all the garbage trucks are gone and pop a tent.
To find treasures.
No, I definitely would do that. But it's cold out, so... No, yeah.
So what you're saying is
Grand Rapids. So.
All right. So you're telling us that you live in an actual house with a roof. You don't have to go to your neighbor's house to use the phone. You don't crap in a little wooden shed that has a half moon on the door.
No, not at all. But see, maybe it's not a house. I live in a trailer. Does that count? It's pretty big.
No, it absolutely counts.
Yeah, it absolutely counts.
What? So you lived in Grand Rapids proper. I'm assuming. What are the circumstances about you getting jumped?
Well, this tale, it's a good one. I think you guys will like it.
Well, you've got 30 seconds, so.
Well, you're going to hold your horses there. Or just cut me off at 30 seconds. It's your choice. 15 now.
Well, I mean, look, this is 2 minutes of awkward conversation, and we're closing in on 90 seconds at this point.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to your 2 minutes of conversation that's gone like 10. All right, so it was Devil's Night years ago. I was probably 17.
Okay. Now, for those not familiar, it's referred to as Mischief Night in other parts of other parts of the country. Night before Halloween, you go out.
Night before Halloween,
you go out and throw eggs at houses and toilet paper people.
That's not what I did.
I can see you doing that though. By the way, Stephen,
absolutely.
I can see you loading up in the month of October with toilet paper and eggs
spray paint.
And spray paint. Absolutely, yeah. you're a spray painter.
I was a spray painter. We do it every year, but we couldn't do it last year because they were out of toilet paper in the stores. So okay. I had to take
well, and you're
off.
Also, you know, some would say you're too old, but that's just some.
What are you like? 40?
Well, I got to teach my kids properly.
No, that's true. You don't want them to grow up, you know, on the right side of the law when you could instead teach them how to throw things at homes and spray paint.
You start with the eggs and spray paint, and then you get into the job I have of breaking knees.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to live down the store from Party Store, and I was like, I really want a Kit Kat. Really wanted one.
Okay.
So I got up, and I had a buck, and I was walking down to the corner store there, and all of a sudden these kids surrounded me and said, "You were talking about my mama?" And I said, "No, I wasn't. I don't even know you guys." And then I heard a hey. And as I looked to my left, I took a punch right to the jaw, fell down, and they were running away. I wasn't chasing them. There was three of them.
Oh. Did they take the dollar?
No, I got my Kit Kat.
Wow. Well, hey, this is a happy
Mission
story.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
I mean, you could have just waited one day, and you would have gotten a Kit Kat for free, and you would have gotten jumped.
Well, it is what it is. Actually, I wasn't trick-or-treating at that time. Come on, guys. I still was.
So to be clear, you were not saying anything mean about their mama.
No, I have no idea who they were.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
so they just picked you out.
Mm-hmm.
They picked me out.
Smashed you in the face and ran.
They hit me pretty good. That dude hit me pretty good.
You look like the kind of guy who would be involved in those. Like, you're the kind of guy who has a story who, I was walking down the street and I got branded in the belly with a, you know, with a cattle prod.
Well, that's not hard. Have you seen my gut? I mean...
You strike me as the kind of guy that this happens to a lot. Like, you get punched in the face really hard by the big dude, and then all you do is turn your head to the side... And then you look back at the guy that punched you with a big grin on your face, blood pouring out of your mouth. Maybe you're chewing on a couple of your teeth.
Yeah.
You spit him out, and then you give him the business.
Well, you know, you guys give me a great, great compliment there. It was a good tale, but if the dude hit me in the face, I'd probably curl up in the fetal position on the floor and cry.
Okay.
I was going to say, because you and your brother, Jeremy, both have the kind of appearance... Have you seen those slap competition videos?
Oh, yeah.
You guys look like you should be involved in those.
Yeah.
To where, you know, you got your left hand gripping, you know.
Like the little post. Yeah,
and then you got four people behind you for when inevitably you get your brain scrambled and you start falling over backward.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the stupid man's arm wrestling competition.
It really is.
Also stupid in its own right, but.
Yeah, imagine being too dumb to partake in arm wrestling, and you need, and you need to go a ladder rung lower.
Yeah,
and you know, this isn't enough.
You know what a Ric Flair chop is, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, oh yeah, my specialty is to have my shirt off and let my brother slap me as hard as he can in the chest or back.
Wait, that would seem like it would be more his specialty than yours.
Yeah,
you can't have a specialty of getting hit.
Yeah, your your specialty is being smacked in the chest.
Wow. Yeah,
is that on your
That's
resume?
What I'm good at. Yeah, of course it is. You want me to send it to you?
Additional skills on the bottom.
Right.
Getting open hand shot. Now, before we let you go, Steven, we need to recap, because I think it's a fantastic story. You and your first meeting with Steve at a side gig event in downtown Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of paint the scene a little bit for us? Did you have too much to drink? What compelled you to tell Steve how little you enjoyed his appearance?
What was that? Probably three or four years ago at the bistro, right?
Yeah, at the after party, Live at Night after party.
Yeah.
It would have been, I think, 3 years ago, because we couldn't go last year because of COVID.
Right.
So, yeah, 3 years ago.
Now,
I don't know. I walked up to meet Annette, because Annette was there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is Annette. Okay, congratulations, guys. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy wanted to get a picture, and he told Steve, oh, Steven doesn't like the podcast. I'm like, nah, I tried it. It was boring. It was terrible. And it was Steve who said, just give it one more chance. And you guys must have been on it that week, because I actually laughed and I've listened ever since.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate the boldness to say I didn't like it. Most people would say, like, oh, yeah, I didn't listen. Or,
you know, I tried it and maybe I just wasn't in the right mood. But no, you directly just decided to tell Steve.
That's perfectly fine. I appreciate the honesty.
I felt like I knew him at that point. I mean, that would have actually been the second time I met him, because I met him at the beer festival the summer before.
Yeah.
I got something for you. Remember that one time that Joe? I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry.
Now, do you remember, Steven? Do you remember the episode that you listened to by chance that you thought was actual not garbage, and you stuck around?
I don't remember 100%. Like I did when I listened to the whole podcast last fall, or two falls ago now. I listened, about the time I started listening. But
so you sat down and re-listened to every, at that point,
everything.
It was probably, 150 or 175 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was that much. I think, it was about, 120 to 150, somewhere in there. It was all... A lot of Steve and Kyle, because I went through the 2-hour episodes. And I think it was about the time Kyle had just hurt himself.
Okay, yeah, so that would have been 2017 when, we were doing some marathon episodes back then.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 hours.
You guys were killing it. Oh. I sit down and do a podcast and don't even want to sit there for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you want to give your podcast a plug, or are you still doing it on a regular basis?
No, tell that to Jeremy.
Fighting words.
I was just going to say, Steven, you kind of let a cat out of the bag a while ago. Do you want to throw your brother further under the bus here today, whether it be your podcast or accusing him of being a lapsed listener to our podcast? Anything you want to get off your chest in regards to the other half of the Brothers Humphrey?
Well, to be quite honest, the only reason Jeremy stopped listening is he got a new iPhone and he had to keep downloading your episodes, and he's like, I don't want to do that, so he just stopped listening.
What did he used to do? Turn it on a desktop computer and wander around the neighbor's house doing laundry?
A new phone wouldn't make the process any different.
I don't know. I was like, just go to the last episode you listened to. He's like, it keeps wanting me to go to number one. I was like, you can change that. He's like, I don't care. It's getting repetitive. I was like, it is. To be honest, 2019, you guys, I mean, after the Van Wert trip, it just got real boring. But 2020 was funny. I was laughing a lot. You guys were on it last year. You're on it this year so far, too. It must be the death in the world.
So 2019, not our best work.
Get out of here with that garbage.
We'll make sure to put that on a blurb, you know, on one of, like, when, if we send out flyers ever. These guys sucked in 2019, but all the death in 2020 really put them on it. And we'll send that out and maybe get a distributor.
Honestly, I mean, when I wanted to create a flyer for mine, I wanted to put, like, the second most listened to podcast in a 5-block radius of Steve's house, but I don't think people would understand.
No, probably not. I don't think that people would understand it when we said it about our podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover, but hey, you listen, that's your baby. You do with it what you will.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have it trademarked or anything.
Nope.
Nah. We're working on it. Jeremy's just lazy. He doesn't want to come over, and I don't blame him.
See, I just assumed that you guys live together. I know that you're both grown men, but I assume that... he lives in your attic or something.
Yeah, and then
attic,
he comes
trailer.
Down. Yeah, well,
he's
then
in
he
crawl space.
Yeah, and then he comes down the stairs every morning to audience applause because it's a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's the wacky brother who brings all the hijinks.
Yeah, every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Every now and then he's wearing like a sweater with a tie tied around his forehead for no reason. Like, oh, that's just Jeremy.
Yep, and then again, audience laughter.
What are you doing? Just chilling, bro.
Yep.
All of a sudden, he's like a hipster over there in California.
Yeah, he's a hippie with dreads who's there for the comedic hijinks. Steven, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, sir. We thank you for your patronage.
We're closing in on 2 minutes here, so we're going to have to cut you off. But,
hey, no problem. I'll have your gift out in the mail, too, with the 50 cent piece in it for the postage from last time.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
You owe Steve, what was it, 10 cents or something, Steve?
32 cents or something?
Yeah, I had to leave 30 cents in an envelope in my mailbox.
What an outstanding addition to one of the nicest, most genuine cards I've ever received in my life, Steve. And with it was a bill.
And how I laughed so hard when I heard that. I was like, ooh.
And how is that?
I thought one stamp covers.
How's that our responsibility, like, as the receiver?
Yeah.
It's
hey, you wanted this mail, jerk. Pay up.
Oh, you know what? They didn't have my proper address. I think I just put the Closet Studios, Coopersville.
So they couldn't even send it back to him to charge him.
They'll never find you.
Unbelievable.
But don't worry, I got you guys. Keep an eye on the P.O. box and whenever I deliver it.
We'll make sure that we keep that 50 cent piece towards APS 4.0. Maybe you can sponsor a corner of a light bulb.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it.
His name is Stephen Humphrey. He is one half of the Brothers Humphrey. Do you want to give the podcast a plug, even though it hasn't been updated in months?
Yeah, if you guys want to listen whenever we drop one, Inside the Mind with the Brothers Humphrey.
All right.
It's on basically everything. I just kind of followed you guys.
Yeah, that's all you got to
do. Amazon now? Hell yeah.
Look, I mean, we are obviously the ones to follow.
Well, we're pioneers, Steve, I think is what he's saying. So
sure, yeah. Nobody was doing this podcasting thing before us.
Nope, not at all.
All right, Steven.
No, I've never heard of a podcast for you guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on the newly revamped 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Good to talk to you.
It's beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Take care, man.
Yeah, I'll listen Tuesday.
All right, see ya.
Tired of him.
Oh, God. That was fun.
I miss it every time we stop doing it. I do. And I know it's a little more planning and, make sure the phone works. Which
we didn't even do that. We didn't even do it today.
No, we really danced with the devil.
I know.
Because
we're about two for two
of doing 2 minutes of awkward conversation, if you didn't restart your computer right before we made that call, it didn't work.
It didn't work for whatever reason.
Yep. So again, we used to just ask, leave a review. Preferably 5 stars, whatever you feel like doing.
I would love to talk to a 1-star reviewer.
I didn't even read his review. We usually always do that. It was from three.
Like I said, newly revamped, so we don't...
hang on, I have it. Do you want me to read his review from 2018?
Okay, so that was while we were still good, before we were bad,
right.
Before we were good again.
Well, we were good for the first part of 2019 until Van Wert, he said, and then it sucked.
Oh, then it got repetitive. Okay.
Okay, 5 stars. Again, this was left April 24, 2018. I once was a non-believer. I made fun of people who could listen to such a, quote, wannabe, end quote, side gig style of podcast.
Mm.
I recently had the pleasure to talk to one of the hosts face-to-face. So this was 2018.
Yeah.
And it was April, because that's when you guys always do your live shows.
Yep.
I told him my concerns. I told him it put me to sleep.
Oh, boy.
But he had nothing
remember that.
But that's... respect. Told me he appreciates my honesty, and because of the respect he gave me, I told him, I'll listen again one more time and see what happens.
Look at that. I did it.
I'm proud to say I hit the subscribe button. I listened the other day, the first time in 3 months. The discussion of Ben and Jerry's versus Halo Top, pure art. The Steve 16 finals had me on the edge of my seat. Ooh. And my head out the window, not for the weak-stomached. These guys are sitting here telling me about their life and making it the funniest thing I've listened to since I started listening to Steve's side gig. I'm happy to say I subscribed, and I look forward to the new one every week. Thank
That's
you.
It's actually a really
Steve
nice review.
Kyle. I'm telling you, it was one of the nicest cards I've ever received.
It's very heartfelt.
Where I had that real dumb jerk Jake Van Dusen sending me a covered bridge Jesus card. I had some really nice words there from Stephen Humphrey. So again, just leave us a review. Send me a screenshot of it, or just tell us
that
you left a review.
Yeah, just screenshot it and post it at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're really going to make an effort to actually keep up with that moving forward.
Maybe next week, bringing back an old friend who is next on the list for 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Old friend, who's that?
The town drunk.
Get out of here.
He's next
Get
on my
out
list.
Out of town.
But I have 5 names right now. Friend Rusty. I got Zach Ruddick, dear friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
Chris Searcy, Jonathan Baker, Matthew Harden. There's a ton of more people who have left reviews who I haven't called. If you're not on that list, please send us a message
on social media. Speaking of Zach Ruddick, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Stephen Kyle. Look right now, and there's pictures of the Podcone and the Kenny Rogers album that he gave us. We had tried to post them weeks ago, and for some reason, the post failed. It wouldn't go up there. So we're going to repost them right now, but they are up there currently at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Well, I'm looking forward to next week already. We're talking to the town drunk.
Oh, and trust me, I've kept in touch with him. A lot to tell.
He's gone through it a bit, it seems like.
Can't wait. Love that man.
All right. We'll talk to him next week. We'll talk to you guys next week. Again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Stephen Kyle. And hopefully by then we'll have some info on podcasts that we're going to be on as guests.
Yeah,
and some guests that are going to be on our podcast.
Yeah, stay tuned to social media. We'll post there when we know more.
Talk to you next week. See ya. We'll be right back.